the practice of peace. There are many areas in which peace needs to be accomplished: within ourselves, between ourselves and others, and between ourselves and the divine. When any part is out of balance, a lasting peace cannot be maintained. A state of peace does not grow out of a false sense of safety, but out of an understanding how to interact with the forces we are subjected to. Rather than reacting automatically, we must learn how to best respond. Automatic, habitual reactions lead us and others into blind alleys. Responding, on the other hand, includes responsibility, the power to see things as they are, stay balanced, and make an appropriate response. This is the action of seeking peace. Many may not be aware of the enormous power their choices and actions have upon their lives and the lives of others. It has been said that even a small amount of real love has the power to dissolve mountains of hate. The wonder is why we are so mean with our goodwill, why we hold on to thoughts of hatred and revenge. Seeing this is the first step. Letting go comes next. Rather than pretending to be loving and peaceful, we must learn how to actively work with all that opposes peace. We must learn how to work with our fear and anger when it arises. Even in the midst of anger, we can be peaceful if we learn how to handle it properly. In this way, we pursue and practice peace.